Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Glad to be here to catch you up with the most interesting and important stories from all over Northeast Pennsylvania and beyond. Today, April is Autism Awareness Month, and students with autism had the chance to see how Wilkes-Barre's government works. And Real ID is coming. Are you ready? It's Thursday, April 24th. Let's get into it. First, we'll take a trip to Tunkhannock Creek in Lackawanna County, where fourth graders from Clark Summit Elementary School just said goodbye to their aquatic classmates. Some of the students were from Chris Hall's class. They're part of Pennsylvania's Trout in the Classroom program. WVIA's Kat Bolis watched as the students released the small rainbow trout into the water.
The small trout swam in temperature-controlled water in a clear plastic container in the back of Hall's Jeep. He netted the fish out of the container. The students counted how many trout they raised.
5, 6, 7.
In the program, students learned not only about the life cycle of the fish, but also cold water conservation. Here's Hall.
It shows the kids different type of ecosystems and how they're so fragile and why on this day like Earth Day that we need to take care of planet Earth.
Keystone College's Environmental Education Institute partners with Hall for the release. On shore, the students formed two lines and took turns netting their classmates out of the buckets and into the creek.
Well, I love how they started so tiny and eventually they just emerged and they became so big.
That's fourth grader Ariana Siddiqui. Her classmate Daniel Vannon said it was so fun to watch them hatch and grow in his classroom.
Like every time I walk by that tank, I see them swimming and swimming. And it's sad that they're leaving, but then they're gonna start a new life cycle.
The students raised the trout in a large fish tank. Hall says it's a real world, hands-on project for his students. Reporting from Keystone College's campus, I'm Kat Bolis, WVIA News.
We're gonna miss you!
Thanks, Kat, for that story. Now from the woods at Keystone College to Wilkes-Barre's City Hall, where students from the Graham Academy served as Wilkes-Barre's honorary mayor, fire chief, police chief, and city council member on Wednesday. April is Autism Awareness Month, and this is the fifth year Mayor George Brown has hosted the students. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more from City Hall.
Wilkes-Barre's honorary fire chief had a question for the honorary mayor.
How many fire trucks are you going to buy today?
That's Josh Thomas, speaking to Aiden Temple. By the end of the morning, Aiden had approved the purchase of a new fire engine, 11 police cars, and 10 bicycles. Aiden is 13 years old and sat in Mayor George Brown's chair in City Hall. Brown counted the proposed purchases and did some quick math in his head.
Talking about $3.5 million.
Wow. This is the fifth year Brown has invited students with autism to City Hall to learn more about some of the top roles in city government.
It's a wonderful way to make it a special day for these great people and see what the future might be like, but I love it.
The Graham Academy has three locations in Lackawanna and Luzerne counties. It enrolls 250 students from 45 school districts. Connor Jackowitz served as police chief.
I want to help the city.
Back in the mayor's office, Aiden shared his top priorities. He wants to open a homeless shelter for people and animals.
To give them a second chance at life.
Reporting from Wilkes-Barre, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
More Up to Date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarland, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to wvia.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. Now, as we mentioned before, April is Autism Awareness Month. But comments on autism by U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy drew fire on Wednesday from State House members, including two who are autistic themselves. Tom Reese reports for WVIA.
Pittsburgh Representative Jessica Benham is the first state lawmaker to disclose she's on the autism spectrum. So when Kennedy said the condition destroys families and that autistic children will never date or write a poem, she denounced the remarks.
They're offensive to folks on the spectrum, and they're offensive to those who love us. We need more supports and services for autistic people, not insults about how we contribute to society.
Swissvale Democrat Abigail Salisbury has also been diagnosed with autism. She said no one should be discarded.
Because people have an inherent value because they are people, whatever diagnosis they may have, and whatever capabilities they may have to achieve in America today.
The lawmakers also called on the House and Senate to pass Governor Josh Shapiro's budget, which includes a $40 million hike in special education funding. Tom Reese reporting from Harrisburg.
Thanks, Tom. We're staying with state news for the moment because the federal deadline to get a real ID is now about 2 weeks away, but only 27% of Pennsylvanians have one. Sydney Roach talked with one state college resident who says she's given up after being rejected three times.
Renee Steffensmeyer is one of about 10 million Pennsylvanians who don't have a real ID. That little star on your driver's license will soon be required to enter some federal buildings or to fly domestically.
I haven't flown for years, but I do have a niece and a nephew in Chicago.
Steffensmeyer says she's tried to get a real ID on three separate occasions over the past few years. The first time, she was missing original copies of her birth certificate and marriage license.
The second time, they didn't like any of the iterations that I had of my Social Security card because I had changed my name when I got married.
After getting new documents, a worker told her she didn't have valid proof of address.
This last time was just sort of the screw in the coffin or whatever, you know.
Now, Steffensmeyer says she's going to get a passport instead, and that she's frustrated by the added barrier many married women face. The requirements for a real ID are the same in all 50 states, but the rollout hasn't been uniform. Pennsylvania didn't start issuing real IDs until 2019, even though Congress passed the Real ID Act in 2005. Some states changed their standard driver's license requirements to also meet federal guidelines. About 99% of people in Maryland and several other states already have a real ID. Nationally, that number is at about 60%. Plus, some states do not charge for a real ID, while Pennsylvania does. The deadline for real ID enforcement is May 7th. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
Thanks, Sydney, for that report. All right, it's Thursday, which means two things here. It's almost the weekend, and All Things Considered host Haley O'Brien has a fresh edition of Eventful to help us make our plans. There's a fishing derby, an art show, a cherry blossom festival, and even more happening this weekend. You can check it all out at wvia.org/eventful. I hope you're feeling up to date this Thursday. Look for these stories and more all at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow and every weekday, wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And speaking of tomorrow, if you're a WVIA News Notes subscriber, you'll have a fresh newsletter tomorrow morning. News Notes brings you all the local stories you should know every Tuesday and Friday morning. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow here on Up to Date.